Blog Talk Radio. Billows are great waves, have gone over me.
the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the nighttime his son shall be with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I mourn because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach. Another word for reproach is disapproval me. My enemies disapprove me. While they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted or worried or anxious within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. The hope of my countenance and my God. And for the word countenance, I use favor. So let me read this last sentence. The help of my favor and my God. I have read to you from Psalms 42 in its entirety. Let's have a word of prayer, Chief. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves as we pray. We choose to worship you, my Father in heaven. We choose to worship you in good times and bad times. That is our choice. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Let us, sheep, rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this beautiful weather that you have allowed for us to have in Detroit, Michigan. We also thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And we ask you for sane mind, good health, wealth, education, prosperity for us in all things. We ask this in your son's name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day sanctioned by God for us to keep holy and rest. Sabbath starts sundown Friday evening, so it started last night evening, and it ends today, Saturday, at sundown. You'll find that in the books of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, and Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Where it tells you to keep the Sabbath holy, the only day sanctioned by God for us to rest. I have a request for you, sheep who attend Sunday church. I want you to find a church that is open on Saturday. And if you can find it and do it today, fine. But this is my request. I want you to find a church that's open on Saturday. I want you to, and your family, that means your husband, you, your husband, and your children, to attend that Saturday church. And then, not go to your Sunday church that next day and see if there's a difference. When you go to work that Monday, you see if there's a difference, see if your body feels rested, and ask your children if there's a difference as well. So that is my request of you, sheep, for next week. And I thank you for doing that. That's the same. And I hope that you will understand that if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, then you would keep the Sabbath day, no matter what your pastor tells you. I'm telling you this. If you listen to me, I'm going to turn to the book of Matthew right quick, where Jesus says that he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, and that means the Ten Commandments. He just came to that those things might be fulfilled. And I'm just in a disagreement with some pastors who teach you all that we're under grace and you don't have to do the Old Testament scriptures. So I'm totally against that. If you turn to the book of Matthew, and you can just write it down, because I usually ask, and I do ask that you have your pen and paper ready to jot these things down that I tell you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. And this is Jesus talking, Jesus Christ. He says, do not think I've come. Do not think I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one little, one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. And so perhaps, maybe that's telling me something, but what I understand here is that you are to keep the law. And then again, I have just read it says, means pass from the law till all this is fulfilled. And I know that Jesus came and fulfilled the law, but my position is that we should keep the law. Now, again, I want you to have your notepad, pen, or pencil, or paper, and I want you to take notes. There may be something that I read or say that you might want to go back to. And, of course, I'm thankful to Blog Talk Radio. Should you ever want to listen to any of the programs that I have recorded, I want you to go to Blog Talk Radio and find the Feed My Sheep show. And then you can listen to their archives for any program that I have broadcast. Now, I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. I want you to have yourself a glass of water. Sometimes I find that water helps me. And before I get started in reading today's lesson, we're going to be reading from the second epistle of John. And of course, you know, epistle means letter. I want to go over with you some of the things that I have written down that I finished reading from the first epistle of John last week. In the first epistle of John, there are five books of the Bible. And those five chapters. And those chapters, the first epistle of John may be small, but it had some words of enlightenment. Let me go over the things that I thought were important. And excuse me for a minute, I want to cough. The first thing that I've written down is God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If you say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not within us. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And advocate means someone that pleads for you, someone that speaks for you in your favor, to someone that has authority to forgive your sins or not put you in prison or whatever. So that's what an advocate is. And Jesus is our advocate, to pray to our Father in heaven, to ask for, to pray in our favor. Another thing, I have written down about 15 things. I've read about 4 or 5 of them to you. I'm going to read the rest. A new commandment I write to you. Now, this, remember, this is John speaking. Which thing is true in him and in you? Because darkness is passing away, and true light is already shining. And I believe that to be true. Since I have been reading this Bible with you for the past year, or 2 years, I started out reading the Bible at a local television station here in Detroit. I hope it's okay to say TV 33. I started in August of 2010. There has been a difference since I started reading. I know more, understand more now than I did in the, I've been in church for over 40 years. And I know more just from the reading. And this is why I encourage your sheep to read your Bible. I know now, more now than I have since I have been in the church. There is a difference in my understanding of what is written in the Bible as well. So, let me give you a for instance. While I was in the Sunday church, I knew about the fourth commandment, to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. But it did not resonate with me until I started doing what my assignment, what God had told me to do years ago. And I just wouldn't, because I was scared. It was fear. And fear is not good to fear. And some the Sunday churches are still following Constantine, the Roman emperor, who started the Sunday church. Christians or believers in Christ were going to church on the Sabbath day. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ went to church on the Sabbath. He went into the temple or the synagogue on the Sabbath, not the Sunday. So I ask you all to stop following man-made rules. In the book of Daniel, he talked about the abomination of desolation. Now, I did not know. I have been praying, God, help me to understand what abomination of desolation is. And it was not until the last minute where I was going to say, well, this is what I think abomination of desolation is. It popped in my mind that it is man-made rules. So I'm asking you all to stop. Well, there are some man-made rules, but when you come to going to church, follow God's rule. Yeah. The book of John, I have a few more things I want to read before I start reading in today's lesson. And I know that my time is running short. He says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Another thing he says, it is the last hour. Even now, many antichrists have come, by which you know it is the last hour. And of course, antichrists are those who do not believe in what Jesus Christ taught us. Another thing he says is the anointing which you have received from him abides. Abides means to live. Lives in you and do not need anyone teach you. Therefore, again, read your Bibles. Another thing he says, no one has seen God at any time. Now, if you believe what John is saying, and I believe, because when he gave me my assignment to feed his sheep, his face was invisible. He had on a brown hooded robe with a huge gold band around him, and his face was invisible. I did not see his face. So for those of you who are worshiping this white Christ, this is a picture of Michelangelo's cousin. And I was taught that many years ago. I had an art history class. And now I'm sharing that with you. I am trying to get into the kingdom of heaven. Whatever I have learned in my past, I will share that with you so that you too can get into the kingdom of heaven. I really believe that I am going to go there. A few more things that John has said that I want to share with you. He says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Another word for torment is punishment, and that is true. I wanted to be obedient to what God had told me to do, feed his sheep, but I was just too scared. I was very afraid. And I just said, God, I'm going to be obedient to you. And, it, you know, whatever happens, it happens. And God was with me because he came back another time. I had asked him, if you really want me to talk to your people, you need to put it in words that I will understand. And he came back to me in a dream several years later and said, minister unto the people. I did not want to hear that. And I got up out of my bed and watched the movie, went back to bed, and that dream came back to me. Minister unto the people. Fear not, I am with you. Because I got up, didn't want to hear that. But I am so thankful that I am obedient now to what God has told me to do. Two more things I want to say in the review of the first epistle of John. It says, Son of God has given us understanding to know who is true. Another thing it says, keep yourselves from idols. And what are idols? Idols are images involving worship. That is that white picture of Jesus Christ, in my view, as well as the cross. Now you think of some other idols that you worship. Now, see, turn with me to the second epistle of John. And I hope and pray that our Father in heaven will allow me to read this one chapter. And the epistle, second epistle of John is just one chapter. It says, greeting the elect lady, the elder, to the elect lady and her children whom I love in truth. And not only I, but also all those who have known the truth, because of the truth which abides means to live in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and in love. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, as we receive commandment from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And I wonder if that lady that he's writing to, that's not your love. Verse 6 says, this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. Okay? That is the commandment that we have had from the beginning. We should walk in it. Now, John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus says, a new commandment I give to you. That is that you love one another as I love you. Let's pick up reading at verse 7. It says, for many deceivers, and what are deceivers? Deceivers cause you to believe what is not true. Many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Well, he did come in the flesh. I'll test it out. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. And what he's saying here, and let me read verse 7 again so that we can all be on the same page. It says, many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. So whoever teaches you that Jesus has not come in the flesh is an antichrist. Verse 8, look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we work for, but that we may receive a full reward. And that's what we want, a full reward. Whoever transgresses, well, what is transgress? That is to break moral law or to break God's law, to transgress. And let's pick up verse 9 again. It says, whoever transgresses, and that means to break the law or God's law, does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Listen up, sheep. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. And, of course, we do not want to do that. The last verse, verse 12, having many things to write to you, I do not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak to you face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of the elect lady, sister, excuse me, the children of your elect sister greets you. Amen. Now, I don't know who this elect lady is, but nonetheless, this is what John writes. And before I go into my closing prayer, I want you to get the book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eady, one of the fine doctors over at Detroit Medical Center. Let us have a word of prayer, our closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we say thank you for all things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We also thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debt as we forgive our debts. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, sheep, remember to take our Heavenly Father along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I'll be with you next time. Won't let you down.
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.